Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tushar. Let's take a closer look into the construction sector this morning. We saw the Kuala Lumpur-Singapore high-speed rail memorandum recently signed between the two respective heads of states. What are your initial thoughts on this? What do you think the contract value from the agreement is going to be?
Yeah, the project has been talked about for a few years, so it is definitely a step forward. I think more work still needs to be done, especially in appointing the contractors as well as in securing the financing. As unlike some of the other high-speed rail projects in the world, this one involves a government-to-government relationship. We already know that the government is talking about 2026 as the targeted completion date. So it will take some time for the trains to actually start running. I think the estimated size of the contract might be in the range of about 40 to 50 billion ringgit, as the benchmark cost, as per my estimates of building this high-speed rail, is about 150 million ringgit or less than that per kilometer.
To what extent does the local construction players can see benefit from this?
Overall, I think, yes, it would be positive for the local construction players, but I think the Malaysian construction sector will see only small parts of the project handed out to them. They shouldn't be the majority contractor in the project, as I think companies who can get the funding for the project will likely be the winners. This would probably mean some of the overseas companies, either the Chinese, say the Japanese, or the European technology owners, will be the main contractors because they have access to funding. But we do have some companies with railway experience like YTL Corp and Gamuda in Malaysia. And if they manage to do a JV or a tie-up with some of these overseas winners, they will definitely benefit from some of the spillover contracts.
We're already in the second half of this year. How are some of the corporate earnings being from the first half of this year, particularly the major players?
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed with the results because they were generally weaker than expectations. But this is because we often overlook that most of the construction companies in Malaysia are now very large conglomerate-like structures, and they have big property development businesses also. And as we all know, property business is not really doing so well because of the slowdown in new property sales. And this is the one which is dragging overall earnings down. But construction earnings for these companies is still holding up quite well.
Are cost pressures, including foreign labor and steel prices, a risk that could weigh down earnings?
Yes, I think the steel price increase, which we saw in the first half of the year, as well as the foreign worker levies, is likely to mean higher costs and weaker margins for the players going forward. But I also think that this should not affect some of the more recently awarded projects, like MRT Line 2, for example, because I think the contractors, when they bid for these projects, have already built in these higher costs into their tender value.
We've seen a slew of contracts awarded in the half of the year, including the MRT2 and the Pan Borneo. Are you expecting a healthy pipeline for the rest of the year?
Yeah. Actually, construction sector is one of the bright spots in the equity market today. And it is, like you said, mainly due to the higher projects pipeline. We do expect the pipeline to remain quite strong for the rest of the year because we still have a lot of packages to be awarded from the MRT as well as the Pan Borneo Highway. Also, we saw yesterday that Jax Resources and Zilan won the Suke Highway project, and we also have the Dash Highway under discussions. So the pipeline is expected to remain quite strong for the year.
And what about TRX? We've also seen tenders being called and contracts being awarded there.
Yes, TRX already is under Earthworks packages. So we are already seeing some land transactions which have happened on the site, and we are already seeing earthworks happening in quite a big way. WCD was one of the contractors for the earthworks in the TRX. I think it will continue to be developed, and this is supposed to be a new financial hub for the city, but it will be a more longer term sort of a project which will take some time for all the contracts to be awarded and the office buildings and the commercial offerings to come on stream.
What would be your stock picks going ahead for the second half of this year?
Yes, we have a buy on IJM Corp. I think on its construction order book, it is sitting on record levels of $8.5 billion, which is its all-time high. And aside from the construction business, they also have very strong growth story in the property, palm oil and the ports businesses. We also like Sunway Construction, which is our preferred mid-cap pure play construction story, although we have a neutral on it because the stock price has done a bit well this year.
Thank you. That was Tushar Mohata, Vice President of Equity Research at Nomura.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.